Hello, Obscurians. David here. A quick note before today's episode. This is our last regular episode of 2020. The next two episodes of Audio Obscura will be best of episodes featuring our choices for the best moments of 2019 and 2020, respectively. Foster and I have scoured the back catalog and chosen some moments from the last 2 years that are really near and dear to our hearts. So here is your spoiler warning. If you plan on listening to the next two episodes after this one, make sure you check out that back catalog. And we've got one more treat for you. Our first episode of the new year is our 2 year anniversary. Foster and I will pop into the Obscura seat together once again and host six previous guests in a very special episode. But before any of that, we've got one more regular episode coming at you right now. Enjoy.
Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 71.
What's my address?
Okay, should we just jump into this?
Take it away.
Anyone feeling good?
Yep, so good.
Okay. Yeah, I feel amazing. This feels good. This feels so great. Oh my goodness. Folks, we've done it again. We keep coming back week after week. Sometimes I don't even know how we do it. How do we, David, how do we keep meeting these deadlines? I don't know.
It's a struggle.
But we're doing it.
It's a struggle.
It, guys, sometimes it is a little bit of a struggle. But we have so much fun doing it that we just push that struggle, that anxiety, and that stress just down.
Yep.
We just push it down.
Sweep it under the rug, throw it in the closet. Yeah. Bottle it up.
We just put it away. You are our guests coming over for dinner, and we just shoved everything away and quickly did some Clorox wiping, and now we're here.
We'll ask you to not look in a few places, but we welcome you with open arms besides that.
Absolutely, and that's what we've done today. This is Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. I'm in charge today. I'm Foster. You've already heard from David, but David, talk for a second again.
Hello. Hello there. I didn't see you there. My name's David. I am the co-host, but I am not the obscurist this week. That is Foster. I am a resident gassy uncle, so named for my nephew, who is sleeping two floors above me right now.
And let's segue into our special guest today.
I set you
up. Speaking of your nephew.
I set you up. Segue
King. Yeah, thank you. I'm spiking it down. David, you have somebody in studio with you.
That's right.
It's your sister, Christina. Hello, Christina.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Christina, you've been a longtime listener, a longtime fan. You've gone to bat for us time after time. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for listening.
Big fan. Huge fan. I know all the ins and outs of Audio Obscura. I feel like I know you guys really well, especially my brother, David.
Just because of this podcast, though. Christina is the reason for multiple things. One, the multiple Pokemon references, and also for us being on the ID10T podcast mentioned on that with Chris Hardwick that we shouted out a number of episodes back.
Yeah. That was very cool. Thank you again for doing that.
My pleasure. Happy to do it.
Speaking of siblings, Christina, you're not the only sibling on this episode. No, we have provided not only one sister. Nay, we are providing two sisters. Hello to Connie, my sister. Hello.
Hello. I am here.
Awesome. Connie, everybody. Connie, you are joining us from Des Moines, I believe.
Yes, I am in Des Moines, Iowa, where we have 4 to 5 inches of snow right now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Iowa always seems to have the rougher winters, the colder temps.
It's amazing how much colder. This is the coldest freaking place I've ever lived.
but you love it. You love it. You're an Iowan now.
I mean, I thought I was going to be in here, 5 years and then I'm out.
And how long has it been?
I moved here in 2014, so 6 years now.
Barely okay. Over the limit then.
Connie, you were also a longtime fan, a longtime listener. You have come to many of my improv shows, and I want to say thank
yes.
you for that. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, I am I'm a fan of the show. I love to see Michael. I love the family show down at the improv when I can bring the girls. we all appreciate Michael, although we all always say Michael is not actually the funniest one in the family.
Oh.
So I think that's why he's so successful.
Yeah, like I'm just like chasing that dragon. is that what's going on? Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah, so you never choke.
Yeah.
Who's the funniest? Is it you? Is it?
You know, I think it goes back and forth between Will and I. It depends on what's going on in our lives.
So you're third. Will. You're not even second.
Yeah, that's okay. No, this is good. This is good. I'm getting, my ego's getting too large. You're putting me in my place. This is fantastic. That's when the best art comes about.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
Through the struggle.
Thanks again for both of you for joining us today.
Thank you. Pretty excited.
Let's do it.
Well, I hope you're excited. I have 7 clips total, again, from an unknown source. We got to figure out what's going on. I'll get guesses from you at the end. And if you're a little confused, guess what? I provided a hint clip to help you out. But if you use the hint, you could only win a maximum of 2 points. You won't get the sweet, sweet 3 points. And you might totally botch it, in which case you get 0 points. No worries. Doesn't matter. It's a game.
That's going to be a problem. I want the points.
Yes. Thank you. See, the points mean something.
Feel free to work together. Feel free to compete. All 3 of you are playing, David, Christina, and Connie. So we will see what happens. And we'll listen to clips twice. You're welcome to take notes. And in the middle, after the 4th clip, we'll have a segment called Hot or Cold, which will maybe help you out or confuse you more. I don't know. Anyway.
I wasn't prepared to take notes.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't have to be. Christina's taking notes, and even if we're competing, I'm going to be looking over her shoulder at her notes because I have nothing.
Well, that's cheating.
No, I'm going to look at them. I'm going to look at them. No, show them. Let me see them.
No.
Wait. Hold on. Christina, through the Zoom call, I can see your notepad, and it says in your very neat handwriting, clip 1. Segway Prince.
Bro, Prince.
Are you mad? Are you mad?
Okay.
Hey.
That was short.
Ooh.
Sounded like it was like from a movie.
Yeah, that's
definitely
exactly.
From a movie.
Yeah.
That was, and the vibe sounded familiar.
Did it?
I thought so. I feel like it's a classic old movie kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
It felt like just all of Al Pacino's yelling that he does in every movie. Like, it felt like 75% of Scarface. I am not sure I heard. I think it was not the same thing repeated in that clip.
Oh.
I think it was, I'll be back, or something like that. And then something different the second time.
I didn't catch the word.
Let's hear it again.
Well, let's hear it again, and then I will certainly help you out, because this one's a little clip one-y.
All right.
Are you mad? Are you mad?
Oh, it's are you something.
Are you mad is
are
what
you
I
mad?
Heard.
I hate to tell you, but I already know what this is.
Oh.
Connie, how dare you?
But I just don't know why you're using it, right?
Oh, so maybe there's an added element, potentially.
So, all right, folks, listeners, this has happened once, possibly twice before. Connie, the precedent here is you must write down what you think it is.
I did.
And you're not allowed to say it until the end.
Yep. Okay.
Are you writing? Are you doing it now?
Yep.
And preferably if you can take that piece of paper and you could fold it like a little secret. If not, that's okay.
Nobody can see me here.
No, yeah.
We're watching from our angle.
I'm going to say the thing that Foster hates that I say. The voice sounded familiar, but not just any familiar, but specifically Roger Bart or Gene Wilder. Which basically I equate as the same person, because...
Who's Roger Bart?
The producers. Also the musical version of Broadway version of Young Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. He's a musical theater guy.
The voice of... the singing voice of Disney's Hercules.
Ah.
there's an audio obscura for you. A very niche fact for all you listeners.
And Connie, can you confirm that this is or is not Roger Bart?
It's not Roger Bart, no.
Okay.
And it's not Gene Wilder.
It's not Gene Wilder.
Christina, make a note of that.
Not Gene Wilder. Did we clear Al Pacino out of the running?
It was a little shouty, but I don't think it's not Pacino.
The words, you are correct. Are you mad?
Are you mad?
It was that both times. Okay. I thought for a second it might have been "Are you bad" the first time, but maybe it was a glitch in the
Michael
audio.
Jackson. Is that who we're thinking?
Are you bad? Are you bad? Did you not listen to my song?
These were the auditions for the extras for that music video. And this person did not get cast.
MJ from behind a table is just furious. But are you bad? Are you bad?
Let's give I hope it's not what you think it is, Connie, but maybe it is.
Well, you know, like I said, I know what it is. I just don't know like why it would be, you know, what the context is.
Let's see what happens in clip two.
Oh my God! Hello?
Oh. Ooh. That was a phone call.
Yeah. Like a 911 call or something. It was really intense and scary.
That was terrifying.
We're all very frightened now.
Yeah, that was hard to make out. Like they had the phone right at the door.
I just heard the hello at the end.
Oh, maybe it was
a female voice, right?
Okay.
Maybe.
Is this the guy from public access television again? Episode whatever, however, forever ago.
Is it Fun Drive Week? Is that what's happening?
is this NPR's pledge week?
Are you mad? Pay us money.
Can you give us $5? Are you mad?
Connie, how did this play into your I know what this is?
So I would say this clip sounds like something that was made in the same era as the first clip. It has that kind of quality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but you're maybe suggesting that it's not the exact same source, just from the same.
So the first one is a famous part of that. I don't know if I should say what it is, but it's.
Do not say it.
Okay, it's a famous part.
For the love of
the
God.
The second one.
Do not.
Okay, I'm not.
Fluster,
so it could
come
be
on.
A part of that, right? It could be a less famous part of that, or it could be just a totally different piece of work.
Well, let's give it that second listen.
Oh my God! Hello?
It almost reminded me of like Cops or something, like on a show, on a Cops show where someone's on the phone and they're trying to get the cops there. I've never seen Cops, but I think it's something like that.
Either something really, really bad is happening to this person on the phone or around them, or they just have really terrible mic technique and they're just trying to say, hey, how's it going? You want to get together for dinner this weekend?
If we're talking mic technique, they are clipping. They are peaking. This is very distorted audio.
They're living in peak world.
It reminds me of like an alien invasion. Like you're trying to call for help, but the aliens are scrambling the signal like they do.
Absolutely they do. Yes. That's what happens.
Don't let them call 911. We can't let them call.
We have two more clips before we reach our halfway point.
All right.
And someone may or may not sing a little song. I'll just put that out there. Clip three.
Don't you dare talk to me that way.
I'm sorry. No. Listen to me.
Don't you dare.
Listen to me.
Oh, no.
What is happening in this universe?
We're just going down a really sad, scary path.
Oh. I feel like they're trying to throw us off the case is what's happening.
Sabotage. I have a guess. I have a theory already. I think the first clip is from a movie, and it's from a really, really bad movie. And the subsequent clips we're hearing are people calling like a customer support line very upset at how bad this movie is.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Are you bad?
Hello? I just saw that film. It's a space film with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. Are you mad? Are you mad? I want my money back.
So it's Redbox. You can just take the DVD back.
It was like a dollar.
A dollar too much.
I think we've only listened to that once. So
let's hear it again.
Clip three, second listen.
Don't you dare talk to me that way.
I'm sorry. No, listen to me.
Don't you dare.
Listen to me.
I'm going to guess elder woman who was speaking at the beginning had this is like the slightest hint of a mid-Atlantic accent. Don't you dare talk to me that way, Humphrey.
The listen to me reminded me of that clip of that kid that's like, listen, Linda, listen. No, nobody knows that.
Is that a meme? Is that a thing?
Next episode of Audio Obscura. I will be the obscurest, and it'll be Listen, Linda. Plans foiled.
Well, hey, I'm curious about that. So after this episode, I am going to check that out. I'm going to insert a little brief audio clip right here.
But I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen. That was cool.
How funny.
That was on TikTok. My daughters are always like, oh, Mom, did you see the thing on TikTok? No, honey, I have a job.
Oh, no, sweetheart, I am an adult.
You know, the person saying, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't fit with my theory.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you really wonder what was said to this person before, right before this clip. It feels too legitimate. It feels very authentic and real.
Yeah, it does sound like someone who's offended after having witnessed something terrible.
Yeah, they're trying to get help or assistance.
She's like, don't talk to me that way. Sorry. Is somebody trying to call to a call center?
I mean, yeah. The oh my God and the hello feel like someone on the other end of a call line or something, right?
Yeah. And then the listen to me. Listen to me.
Linda, listen to me.
Listen.
We have one more clip.
That's funny. That's from that thing we just heard.
We're going to listen to our next clip a couple times, and then we will be at a special segment. So stay tuned. Clip 4.
I'm really sorry, Paula. It's my mistake. I'm sorry.
You made that mistake?
Turn off the computer.
You transferred the money to me?
Scam. This is a scam.
Oh, dear.
Well, at least the last clip and this clip are like someone calling because they got a phishing email or something.
Yeah, they clicked something they shouldn't have clicked.
Yeah.
I told you not to wire the money until the deed was done.
Now the whole world knows our business.
You fool.
It sounded like the same people as the previous clip.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, at the moment, feels very unrelated to the other clips.
Yeah.
Poor Paula.
Who's calling who? Now I'm not sure.
I do feel bad for Paula.
I just have one question. Can you tell us, Foster, if it matters that we know her name is Paula?
Because that's all I wrote down, and that's what David sees.
I'm cheating. I'm looking over the shoulder.
All I wrote down was Paula.
No, it does not matter.
Great. Pay attention to the rest, Christina.
Okay, are you going to play it again?
Yes, yes. We'll give it our second listen right now.
I'm really sorry, Paula. It's my mistake. I'm sorry.
You made that mistake?
Turn off the computer.
You transferred the money to me?
You transferred the money to me?
She was like losing her accent there at the end.
Are you going to make the shrimp gumbo that we're making tonight? No, it's going to be me.
And then I don't know what he said. He was saying something about, I'm really sorry, something about the computer.
Yeah
I missed. I hope it's not important.
And she was very surprised that it was him.
Like she's almost trying to give him a hard time for it. As in she's trying to teach him a lesson or something, right? Intriguing.
Make it make sense.
Well, here's what
make
I can
it better.
Do for you. Here's guess what? There's three more clips. There's a bomb ass hint clip coming.
Build up that anticipation.
So this is hot or cold, Christina or Connie. Oh. Does anyone feel up to singing the theme song to Hot or Cold?
Hot or cold what?
Well, can that be it? Can that just be it?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
I love it.
That was so good.
This is hot or cold. Basically, each of you gets to ask present a word, or it could be like a two-word phrase or something, about this mystery, and I will tell you whether you're cool or warm, hot or cold.
Okay, I have something. Call center.
I am going to say very warm.
All right.
Very warm.
All these years of Audio Obscura fandom is paying off.
All these 2 years.
I'm going to say old movie.
Frigid. Absolutely frigid.
Whoa.
Like I'm in the snow?
Oh, yeah.
This, in Iowa.
The 4 or 5 inches of snow in Iowa currently.
Okay, so maybe it's not like people watched a bad movie and they're complaining. So I think I don't feel like this is taking the most advantage of hot or cold, but I'm going to go with Scam.
Hot.
Yes! Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
Folks, that was hot or cold. Give it to us, Connie.
Mm. Woo, what?
Connie Perfect. Should do all your theme songs from now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. okay, yeah. That's hot or cold. Excellent. We have 3 more clips, followed by a hint clip. If you want to hear the hint clip, we will hear the hint clip, but you'll need to, if you don't want to use it, you'll want to lock in your answers before then. But let's head into the second half with clip 5.
Even though you tried to send $400,000, well, you accidentally sent $400,000, it looks like it didn't go through.
I think that was Paula.
She's so calm.
I can tell you that
she's talking him
down. We will only have a total of 2 people in this mystery.
Oh, okay. Oh. So it's Paula.
Including Are You Mad?
The Are You Mad person is different than the last 2 people.
I have spoken.
You're saying no.
So every single clip overall, we have a total of 2 individuals that we've heard from. From all of our clips.
Oh,
that's a yes.
Silence. That's a yes. Just silent stare.
Who's screaming then in the first 2 clips? Which one of them?
Well, hello is the woman, which is right. Paula, apparently. So it must have been our other friend.
I think Paula didn't do the scam the way this gentleman wanted the scam to go.
Oh.
And he's, well, I'm assuming Paula's the victim. I shouldn't assume that. Maybe Paula's the scam.
This is what she does. She says, it didn't go through. I'm just a helpless old lady.
It didn't go. Could you send more money, please?
It didn't go through.
To try it 2 more times.
Paula's 23 years old.
Just 400,000.
I don't know. Is this even a movie? Maybe it's a...
Well, we know it's not an old movie.
Maybe it's a game show.
If we have to guess something more than scam, right? It can't just be a scam. I feel like Foster is wanting something more out of us than a guess of just the word scam.
Well, and it's recordings, so I'm wondering if it's like customer service calls or something that for training purposes.
Ooh, I like that.
Because they always, you know, when you call and they say this will be recorded for training and you wonder if it's really just to make fun of you later on.
I did not wonder that until
now. Good point. I just assumed they were lying about that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Whose job is it to listen to those, and how badly do they hate themselves?
Yeah. How much do they drink every night?
I mean, I don't know. I just can't reconcile that first clip with the rest of these.
Yeah.
My masterpiece is not yet complete. have we listened to that twice?
No. We get one more.
Let's give it a second listen.
Even though you tried to send $400,000, well, you accidentally sent $400,000, it looks like it didn't go through.
I kind of think Paula's the scammer. She sounds kind of scammy there. You tried to send $400,000.
Yeah. Through.
What if this woman just received $400,000 by mistake and she's just very mad about it?
But it didn't go through, so why is she mad?
Oh, good point. Someone was supposed to say.
How does she know it didn't go through? Like, she looking at the account. Does this person work at the bank?
That was a bell ding. We got a bell ding. Connie, you asked a good question.
Good questions that were open-ended and not yes or no questions.
Good job, Foster.
How does she know it didn't go through? Right? That's what you asked?
I think so, yeah. Oh, turn on original sound. I'm not sure if you rang the bell again.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm holding it in anticipation.
Oh, okay. Paula and this gentleman are involved together in some way in a scam. Maybe it's scammy and scammer. So he's either the scammer who S'd up royally, or he's the scammy who also did a bad thing.
Wait, hold on. Did you say S?
Listen, I'm trying to be PG.
That's what I heard.
I think now we're stuck on this. We need to solve this mystery before we move on.
I was like, ESS?
I was going to do a bad word, and then I switched to messed up, and then I don't know, for some reason I felt that that would be inappropriate too. So it just came out. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Not the focus.
Now hold on. Coming at you. Clip 5. Wait. Clip 6.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Ma'am, why did you do this?
Hold on a second,
Sal. Why did you do this? Ma'am, why did you do this?
Hold on. Let me go ahead and do the next card for you then, Steve.
Oh.
Wow.
Paula does seem like the scammer here.
Paula and Steve.
I'm very confused. The roller coaster that this entire source must go on, because at the moment this man is very upset and Paula's just handling it with a plum. She's very calm and collected, but at some point there's a turn. Oh, did I ask a question? What was my question?
No.
God, this bell thing was a mistake.
You know what? I tend to agree.
But I like it so much.
You're just trying to give angels their wings.
These clips, usually like the clips.
Thank you, Christina.
Usually the clips make it more clear, but these clips make it less clear. He's now figured out that, so it sounds like she, actually the older lady. Okay, never mind. I shouldn't say my whole theory now.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
There's a theory. So he's, why did you do this? He's very, very, very sad, mad. One of those.
And she was going to run another card. So he's the thing he must be very upset about is a charge, a transaction, mm-hmm. right? Or a lack thereof.
But, and I'll help you out with some of the wording after the second listen, too.
Okay.
Should we do that now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Ma'am, why did you do this?
Hold on. Let me go ahead and do the next card for you then, Steve.
Steve.
So,
Steve.
So the important words there are, you know, why did you do this? And then I believe one of the sentences is, why did you redeem it? Why did you redeem it?
Oh.
And I only reveal that because it is kind of important.
I have a new theory, a new guess. I really liked my first one, but that's fine. I'll let it go. James Veitch, I think his name is a British comedian. And he has a TED Talk where he gives an example of where he basically harasses trolls scammers by sort of playing into what they want to keep them on the line, but also not really giving them what they want. I think Paula is doing something similar. I think, you know how a lot of those scams involve like going down to a convenience store to pick up like gift cards or something like that? Maybe you don't know. I've fallen for many of these scams. Let me tell you.
Never heard that.
I only know from the hard won lesson.
Well, I can assure you, some of them do. And I think she redeemed them already. So she's foiling his scam, right? Because they want those gift cards so that they can get the money off of them, basically. I don't really know how they work. But the gift cards are involved so that they get a hold of lots of your money. And I think she redeemed them already.
What kind of gift card is $400,000?
I've never heard of that.
In $100,000 increments.
And she did say wired? Didn't she say, transferred? She said transferred money to
Yeah.
Mm.
She doesn't sound very deceitful. Like, I still trust her.
I want to think that, like, right before this clip, he was reading her, like, a card number, and he ended with, like, 5555. And she's going, oh, that's easy. convenient card number.
I was like, is she a fortune teller? She's telling him his fortune. Let me do the next card for you.
Oh.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
That's it.
This is Shinoda's Divine Tarot. Okay. From our previous episode.
And this one is the Seven of Swords. Are you mad? Are you mad? No. No, sweetheart, that's a good card.
That's fine. It's easy, Steve. Let me do the next card for you.
It means you'll get a great deal on Seven Swords.
We have one
clip
left. One clip. Don't worry, there's a hint clip. And it sounds like one or more of you might want to use it. I don't know. But we do have clip seven. Let's give it our first listen.
You have my address, right? What's my address? What's my address?
You live in Chicago.
And what's my address?
Oh, then ask me.
Steve, you sad little boy.
Paula is playing this man. Paula is playing Steve.
I have lost trust in Paula.
I think I find her very clever and intriguing. I think she knows how to protect herself. I mean, she's from Chicago.
She's like an undercover. She's like an undercover sting operative or something.
Ooh.
She's taking down a scam ring.
I like that idea.
Where do I live? Where do I live, Steve?
She's trying to take everyone.
Where's my address?
You're wrong, Steve. Boise.
Well, we get a second listen. Maybe we should take it now.
We get a second listen. Let's give it a second listen.
You have my address, right? What's my address? What's my address?
You live in Chicago.
And what's my address? Oh,
then ask me.
Steve, you sad little boy.
That's harsh. You sad
very
little
harsh.
Boy. I still can't shake the feeling that we're supposed to guess something just slightly more than this. Well, maybe not.
You sad little boy. But enough about you, David. Let's get back to the clip. I had to. I couldn't not do it.
Nice.
I have no more thoughts.
I definitely am going to need the hint.
Yeah. I really didn't want the hint, but I'll take the hint.
No.
David, what are your thoughts on the hint?
I don't want the hint.
David needs to put on some earplugs.
Bold.
Well, I want to just say my guess and lock it in now.
Okay. This is a great point to tell you, the listeners, that if you want to lock it in, tell a friend. Shout at your neighbor in the apartment complex. Skywrite it, even.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And that way it is locked in. You're eager for those 3 points. You want it. You taste it. You're chasing it. Anyway, I might redo that in post. And I have that power, and I don't care.
And he will wield it.
Okay, so you got to lock in your guess now. We will hear the hint clip. Everybody will get to hear it in a moment. David, lock it in. What do you got?
I don't think it's video. I don't think video is involved. Like a program. Is that enough? Like something that would be on the radio or perhaps in a podcast episode. We have no evidence that this is like some kind of ongoing podcast of any kind. But let me say my guess for the subject. I think it is Paula showing how to scam the scammer. I think this is an evidence of someone trolling back to a scammer.
Okay. All right. We have David's guess. All right. Mm-hmm. Christina and Connie, you still want to go with a hint?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I really don't have anything coherent.
Okay. No worries. We're going to get, just like with all the other clips, you get to listen to the hint twice. So let's go ahead and give that hint our first lesson.
Okay. Then after that,
hello!
It says, he'll be prompted to... He hung up because he thinks I can't hear him. Oh, Steve. You
sweet summer child.
Let me clarify for Connie and Christina.
What happened?
That last bit was Paula saying something inappropriate. So instead of a bleep, Foster, I'm guessing, put sweet summer child in place?
That was not me at all.
Oh, okay. It's just because we talked about doing this the other day, about replacing.
Remember, yes. No, that beep was the call getting disconnected.
No, at the end. At the end, somebody said sweet summer child. Wasn't that you?
I believe I said there are only two people involved in this mystery.
Are you Steve? This whole time.
That was your voice at the end, wasn't it?
It was not.
It just didn't sound like the same voice. Somebody's disguising their voice.
Yeah, something switched and got...
Yeah, it definitely sounded different.
It got weird. Okay, but
their voices sounded different.
Whenever you guys are ready to hear it again, I'm going to stare at Foster and I am going to demand that he keep his mouth closed because it sounded literally like he just started talking in the middle of the clip.
Okay.
Let's hear Foster say, sweet summer child.
Are you guys ready? Do you want to hear it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then after that...
Hello!
It says he'll be prompted to... He hung up because he thinks I can't hear him. Oh, Steve. You
sweet summer child.
Yeah, what? What the heck happened there?
The voice definitely changed. They're using voice-changing software.
What happened indeed?
Sweet summer child.
Go into your mind palaces. Bring all the clues to the forefront. Create a perfect storm and create for me the perfect guess.
Sound effect.
Evil laugh.
You see, I'm a wealthy eccentric. This is how I get my kicks.
Right there, insert the part of Young Frankenstein where the horses neigh after Frau Blücher.
And then, just for fun, can we hear that Listen, Linda, one more time?
Linda, listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Ha ha ha, it's so funny. Now we're just like a shock jock jam radio. Pressing the soundboard buttons.
This is what I've always wanted.
No, we will not become that.
All right. Well, let's do like a summary, a little review.
Okay.
And don't forget what we learned in Hot or Cold.
Are You Mad? Which must have been Steve. And then we had the phone call that was total gibberish. And then, hello? And then Paula was mad. We had Don't You Dare.
Yeah, that was weird.
You did this? You transferred the money to me? And then and call center and scams were good guesses, good thoughts. Mm-hmm. Why did you do this? Steve was saying, why did you do this?
Yep.
And then something about redeeming it.
Let me do the next card for you.
Let me do the next card.
Oh, she did get elderly. And then she asked for her address. He said Chicago, and she called him a sad little boy.
But that's not the worst of her insults to come.
Not very nice in that clip.
No.
And then she called him a summer child. What does that mean?
A sweet summer child.
A sweet.
That sounds like a compliment.
Summer child.
So that's I believe that's a reference to a Game of Thrones.
What?
Mm-hmm. I saw that show.
So if you were a summer child, you have never known winter, and you're very naive, and you're not very worldly. You haven't experienced real life.
Okay, you told us that, which means it doesn't really matter for the mystery, which means why is she saying it here? Or why is anyone saying, I don't know that it was her. It didn't sound like her. I still stand by that it was Foster's editing.
Yeah, it didn't sound like her.
No.
When have I ever inserted myself into a mystery?
That was the first time for everything.
They were not the same.
It does color my opinion of Paula to know that she's a Game of Thrones fan, though.
I know.
Changes everything.
So she can't be as old as we think.
that's something, yeah.
She's the world's... Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wait. This is supposed to be off the desk. Past the final clip. Shoot. Dude, I don't know about the bell.
We're keeping it.
I'm just not skilled at it.
I will die on this hill.
So, you know, I'm thinking... So here's somebody from who was trying to do some sort of call center scam. This woman turns the tables on him with the cards. Like, oh yeah, give me like the people that are telling you that they're the prince and they've got all this money and they'll put it in your account.
Oh, right,
you just need to get the cards, right?
So you're agreeing kind of with what David was saying about the turning the tables on the scammer.
Right.
I agree with that too, but I'll add another element. I think it's like still a training video or something where they're recording it so that people can see what not to do or how not to handle a situation.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying not to say too much, but I think there is an additional element, especially maybe in terms of the format, that I am going to miss from my guess, and I think it's what you're alluding to. Because she when he hung up, she was speaking to someone, right? Like she said... Mm-hmm. He hung up because he was mad or something like that.
Because mm-hmm. he couldn't
hear
me.
Yeah. So she's talking to somebody there.
It reminds me of like one of these movies that has older people in it. And like, oh, you think older people can't do anything? Boom. I got kung fu.
I'd love to see Paula doing some kung fu.
They, you know, they bust out their martial arts moves.
So it sounds like we're going with turning the tables on the scammer. What is the format? So is this where does this piece of content live?
I think it's like an instructional video. So maybe like on YouTube or something.
Okay. All right. Connie, any thoughts on if people were to find this, where they would find it?
I think it's a movie.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can keep this. David's going with podcast or some kind of radio show. Christina's going with YouTube video. Connie, you're going with film, movie. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, let's listen to the reveal.
A few months ago, I encountered the angriest scammer I have ever met. I took 10 hours of phone calls with this guy and condensed it into 30 minutes of pure rage. I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
Is that Paula?
This person, that is Paula.
Yes.
Known as Kit Bogo on YouTube. And I'm going to share my screen here in just a second. And this person, their channel, so they do this on YouTube. They do this on Twitch. And it is all about drawing out these scammer calls for as long as possible. And
so
in fact,
he is changing his voice.
And there is a voice changer. Paula is one of his characters.
Ha.
That was very well done. Maybe hence the Mid-Atlantic accent that seemed out of place.
That's right.
But he's apparently doing a really good job because, yeah, it wasn't until the end that it was like, I think there's a voice changer going on here. So let me pull up that specific video.
I swore it was you, Foster. I really thought it was your voice.
Everyone always thinks it's me. I think that's a compliment. I don't know. So you could see in the top right the time counter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes this is over the course of a few days. Using voice-changing software. Here, let's skip ahead a little bit.
Oh, he's doing fun, like, little graphics and stuff, too. Just
yeah.
To make it interesting.
Very hateful language from Steve. Okay. And this just goes on. So yeah, it's just seeing how long you can keep them on the line. And so the scam works like this, because I've watched a bunch of these videos and learned about these scams. So what happens is you are told you've gotten usually like a refund. And then they ask you to log into your bank. They take control. I think they ask for access to like your mouse or to your computer. And they change like the code in the website so that you're not actually getting money. It just appears that you've gotten money. And then the next part of the scam is, oh, I'm so sorry, Paula. We made a mistake. Oh boy, I'm a dummy. Can you please go get Google Pay or Google? It's Google Play, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Google Play yeah. cards from like your CVS or whatever. And then they want you to read the codes.
Yeah, it's always like gift cards to like the iTunes store or to the Google Play store.
That's right.
Really weird.
And so
weird.
Yeah, and this guy is amazing because they don't want you to talk to anybody when you're like at the CVS or wherever. But of course, he's like, I'm buying these cards for this guy. And they're like, no, you can't talk to anybody. Squid talk. Don't talk to me while you're in here. Don't do it. And it's just amazing. I highly recommend it. It's Kit Bogo. Or, I'm sorry, Kit Boga, KITBOGA. The one that the audio source these clips are from is The Angriest Scammer I've Called, 30 Minutes of Rage.
God. Wow. That voice was impressive.
Yeah. His impression.
Yeah, Paul is not the only character. There's like an older gentleman one that is fantastic. Sometimes he plays like this, like a Southern girl, and it's very entertaining. I can't recommend it enough. I went down this rabbit hole, and it's pretty wonderful. So,
I can't listen to people be really upset, though. It bothers me.
That was one of the harder mysteries to listen to clips from, especially when fake Paula got really sad. Don't talk to me like that. I was like, oh, my God, Paula.
Well, I felt bad for Steve, too, but I don't anymore.
Right, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't enjoy that. I cannot watch Hell's Kitchen because there's just too much yelling.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't take it. I don't need that negativity in my life. Look, calm down.
Calm down. It's just food.
It's just calm down. But I have gotten those emails at work. But the best part is when the IT people also email me and they say, if you've responded, let us know. And I'm like, dude, I don't buy my family gift cards. What are you talking about?
Foster's been wearing the same shirt every episode that we film.
The mastery just in you know, making them so mad, but then, you know, bringing it back down, like pretending like Paul is really upset. So that bring, you know, so like Steve, yeah, you know, quote unquote, mm-hmm, Steve has to, you know, kind of address her as a human again.
I have to tell you, now you got to go listen to, there's that one really famous clip in Rebel Without a Cause where he says, are you mad? And it sounds exactly like that first part.
Is that what you wrote down?
Yeah. I was like, well, this is Rebel Without a Cause.
Hold it up to the camera.
Prove it. Prove it. Uh-huh,
yeah, James Dean.
Okay,
can
okay.
Can you see it?
Got it, got it.
Are you mad?
Now I'm going to have to go see Rebel Without a Cause.
Now, unless there's other questions or thoughts.
I feel like we all learned a valuable lesson today, too. So this
was
an educational episode.
Mm-hmm. This is the PSA episode of Audio Obscura.
Let's see here. Let's go in order of guesses. David.
David had the best guess, to be honest.
Well,
I hate to say it, but it's true.
You did guess the turning the tables on a scammer.
I had no idea it was a person doing a character.
Yes.
No, so, I never would have guessed that.
You did put in your guess before the hint. So, I'm going to give you 1.5 points.
All right. I will accept it graciously. Thank you, sir.
All right. Connie, you used the hint. You guessed turning the tables on the scammer. But you also guessed movie. I'm awarding you 1 point.
I did say voice changer. Voice changer.
I am awarding
software.
You 1.5 points. Christina.
Yes.
You guessed turning the tables on the scammer. You also guessed YouTube video.
Yeah.
I'm awarding you 2 points.
Oh. What? I thought I
if
was.
If there is a winner,
the
it is you today.
I'll take it.
Boop, boop. Do you want a gift card?
400,000, please.
And read the code. Okay, that is Audio Obscura. Thanks again to our sisters for being on the show. Connie, again, I want to thank you for supporting all the silly stuff that I do and for giving me cool, nerdy culture in my youth. You introduced me to Lord of the Rings. You introduced me to David Bowie and Labyrinth. and so I really, honestly, I was thinking about that today. Thinking about that. I appreciate that so much. So thank you.
So now everybody knows I'm nerdy. Thank you.
It's okay. It's a badge of honor. So thanks again for being on the show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'll say the same to Christina.
Yeah,
I mean,
David, tell me all the things I did for you growing up. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, nothing growing up. I just want to talk about the podcast. But
oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, you have been a listener since the very beginning, and that's been really, really great, including your like enthusiasm and eagerness to talk to me about it and to say, like, you text me guesses when you have an idea what you're listening to. So it's always been really nice.
Yeah. I'll live text David as I'm listening, and I'm sure it's real fun for you to just get 50 texts right away.
I enjoy it.
I usually listen in the car, so I'm not texting you.
Please be safe.
All right. Thanks again for being on the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You sad little boy.
Do not say it.